Hello, welcome to News Fucked. It is Wednesday the 1st of August.
This is the first time I've been in London in August.
Ever, apart from the end of August.
Yes, so complete lie.
It's the first time we've been in London on the 1st of August.
Yeah.
I apologise for not being podcasting for a couple of days. We've been organising a festival. It's going okay.
Why not come along?
CamdenFringe.org.
Come and see some stuff.
But hey, that's enough advertising.
Well, we'll do some more later.
Okay, that's enough for now. I want to know the news.
Well, this is the news. There are lots of mosquitoes.
I hate them.
Around patio heaters. I fucking hate them.
Mosquitoes or patio heaters?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. What do you think of patio heaters? Because apparently they're responsible for all global warming.
Well, you know, I'm indifferent to them really. They keep you warm if you're outside, but so would a jumper, or you could go inside. But you know, I really don't care either way.
But so do you think, so with the mosquito argument persuade you to get rid of them more than the global warming argument?
I think it's one of those things, isn't it? Once bitten, twice shy. Yeah?
Yeah.
So if I was sat there, got bitten quite a bit, came up in lumps and bumps, I'd say, get rid of patio heaters, it's not happening yet.
Okay. Well, another pest is on our shores. A shark. Chris Lowe from the Pet Shop Boys has taken a picture of the shark.
Fucking hell, it is as well.
Yeah. It might be Chris Lowe, the newsreader. It's Anne Chris Lowe, anyway.
Oh, what about, is there a photographer called Chris Lowe?
Oh, maybe. No, I think this was a holiday maker took it.
Oh, okay. What, called Chris Lowe?
Yeah, weird, eh? Anyway, the people who keep saying, oh, I've seen a shark, it's a great white shark, by the Devon Corps, but actually, there's apparently loads and loads of different sharks in British waters, but most of them just eat plankton, and then the others just eat fish. No one's ever been attacked by a shark, not a person, ever, in this country, so probably no need to panic. A fellow called Kevin Keeble insists that he took this picture of a great white just off Newquay, but to me, it's a very good picture for someone who's taking it from a boat with a mobile phone. I expect he got it off the internet. But to celebrate the sharks.
I'm not going to celebrate a shark.
Well, you should, because you can get a free Jaws ringtone from the Sun. I think you know that ringtones are better than that these days, isn't it?
Da-dum.
Yes, like that. Very bassy.
I don't like a shark. I like shark's fin soup. Does that count?
No.
You might as well kill them and eat them because they're predators.
So humans, you don't go around eating other people.
No, but they're our predators.
Not really.
Lions, tigers, sharks, they would all kill us given the opportunity. So we should kill them and eat them first.
Keep them in their place.
Yeah, I mean, stay at the top.
Jordan's had a bit of a shock. Jordan, girl, not the country. You know, she had that baby.
Mm.
It's a ginge.
She said she thinks it could be the gardener.
Could be the gardener, because he's a ginge. Certainly, Andre's very swarthy.
Very swarthy. She is as well, but that, I don't know if her swarthiness is real.
She's joked that her dad has blue eyes. So her eyes look a bit greeny. And that Pete has a bit of ginger in his beard, so it probably is. I'm not convinced me. It'll probably change his hair colour, won't it?
And so she's got one giantess mung, one normal one, and one ginger.
It's not a giantess, because that would be a woman. It's just a giant mung.
It's giant. It's massive, isn't it? It's really massive. Bless it.
And then it's got what's the middle one? Is that normal?
The middle one's called Junior, and that one looks like Peter Andre, so probably
that probably
not the brightest spark, but
happy enough.
Happy enough, yeah. We'll have plenty of nice clothes.
And then the last one's Ginger Girl. That'd be nice, Ginger.
But Jordan has said she'll love it even though it's a gin. And the people who are horrible about gingers are just as bad as being racist. But I like the way that she
calls them a ginge.
Yeah.
Girls allowed are a bit shitty, aren't they? They were supposed to be playing a really big, the biggest ever headlining outdoor show for them in Devon, in Plymouth, where the Sharks hang out. And they've pulled out because...
the Sharks is out for the local football team.
No, the Sharks in the city.
In
the sea.
All right, carry on.
Because they didn't reckon they sold enough tickets. They only sold 10,000 and there were 5,000 still spare. So Girls Aloud went, I'll tell you what, we'll go then. Which means all the people who bought, 10,000 people who bought tickets thinking they're going to get to see Girls Aloud, maybe see their pants. They're not going to see them now. They're left with watching Eaton Road, which I know you prefer, but some people wouldn't.
Well.
But they reckon the ticket sales are poor due to
surely somebody would have said to them, no, you're not allowed to come.
Yeah, they must have kept a contract, you'd have thought. But there we are. That's Girls Aloud for you.
Do you remember Mikosi from Big Brother?
I do remember Mikosi from Big Brother. Didn't she become a prostitute?
Well, in a lineup, do you think you'd recognise her?
Yeah, I do think I would, because of that time that she was at the Chortle Awards.
Oh, yeah. Well, she reckons she's the Black Princess Diana.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as that. I wouldn't buy a tray with her face on it.
And here is why.
Okay.
She says, Diana couldn't get a date. Neither can I. But I seem to remember Diana having a whole string of dates. She even had Paxman begging for it. I don't think Mikosi could get Paxman.
I don't think Paxman's interested in Mikosi in the slightest.
No. So I think Mikosi is wrong.
She's not the Black Princess Diana. She's also alive.
Yeah, and she's not got two princes for sons.
No, she's not been married to royalty. I can't really think of any way, apart from that she's a woman. I think that's pretty much
allegedly,
as far as it goes. George Clooney's lost some weight, that's the story. Yeah, apparently. Kate Doherty says, shut up, I dumped her. She smells, she's rubbish. About Kate Moss. Coca-Cola are releasing a new drink called Diet Coke Plus, which is going to be packed with vitamins, apparently, and green tea. And it's going to help you cope with today's hectic life.
Is it going to taste of Coke?
I hope so. Otherwise, what's the point? We'll just have some green tea with some vitamins in it.
Yeah, I mean, most people that would appreciate that would probably just want the normal green tea. I can't see it being a big sour. An elephant called Dumbo.
Well, that's rubbish, though, for an elephant.
Went to a jumble sale.
A jumbo sale.
And got stuck in the shop.
That's not a jumble sale in a shop.
It was.
Jumble sales happen in town halls or school halls.
Griffith Jones has cut his hair.
How's he look?
Younger, better. Well, he's had a shave as well. He was looking a bit mental, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did go off the rails a bit.
Is that
he wasn't the Griff we know and love.
No, he went from kind of handsome in a craggy kind of way to suddenly looking like a... What's his face? Young Gainstone.
A man has been stoned to death by youths.
Oh.
It was in February last year, but the court case is happening now. How horrible! They literally just threw stones at him and then he had a heart attack. I think that sort of thing is wrong. Don't know about you.
It's the sort of thing I'd say, don't do that. Really. Don't. Paris and Nicole have blacked up. They don't look that black though, they just look, you know, like really overtanned.
Now we did briefly touch upon this earlier. Which about the man who pinched the lady's bottom on the telly when she was doing the news. What do you reckon of that then?
Well,
There's a picture of it here. He's quite blatant about it.
And she was reading the news at the time.
She was doing a report.
Yeah. So he obviously thought it would be very funny. I don't think he should have done it. Somebody pinned
it was an £80
rental.
Did you?
I went absolutely fucking mental.
The thing is that's what you would do, but if you're reading the news at the time, you don't turn around and go, get the fuck off me.
Yeah, so if you're reading the news, it's almost funny.
No, there's apparently an £80 fixed penalty. Which I didn't realise that there's an £80 fixed penalty for pinching someone's arse, but apparently there is.
Brilliant. Aren't I they? Should have done it to Trevor MacDonald in the post office yesterday.
Was it Trevor MacDonald's either?
No.
I
really look like him. I was convinced.
Apparently they still haven't worked out who it is, though. Even though 45,000 people have watched it on YouTube. I don't know who the fella is.
Now, do you remember Richard Reed?
Was he the shoe bomber?
Yeah, jailed for 110 years.
Crikey, that's a long time. Has he got out yet?
Yeah, he's been quite good. He says Alice's gonna send him some keys.
Alice sending him keys in shoes?
Yeah. So good luck with that, Mr. Reed. And Boris Johnson has been made to fill in an application form.
To be the mayor?
Yeah. Which is...
Does he say he works well as an individual and in a team?
Yeah, I mean... he's taken the piss on it and I can understand why. Because nobody likes a fucking form, do they?
No. But
he said, give three examples of challenges you have faced on the outcome. He says negotiating Hyde Park Corner by bicycle, outcome survival. Trying to raise four children in London. Outcome too early to call, but nothing promising. Taking on Blair and Campbell to the Battle of Blackrod's memorandum in Queen something lying in state something victory.
Queen Mother's lying in state.
Oh, but this is the frightening thing. Nick Ferrari, whom I loathe, said, if Johnson lands on his ass, I think there would be a real chance for him.
So Nick Ferrari thinks that him and Boris are the contenders.
Yeah.
Is he discounting Ken? Or is Nick Ferrari's not going for Tory, is he? Or is he going as an independent?
Independent. Mm-hmm. If he did...
I think we've already promised to leave London if he gets to be mayor.
No, I didn't know about Nick Ferrari, it was the other one.
Oh, it was
Beardy, Gary Bushell.
Gary Bushell. Yeah. Well, I've said either Gary Bushell or Nick Ferrari get to be mayor of London, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I was looking at work every day. In London. So there's a block of flats, obviously communal area, indoors.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the cigarette ban. But they put the signs on upside down, so apparently it's not valid. It's not like saying if you go down a road and it has it doesn't have a speed limit on it, but it's got lots of lights, that means it's 30 miles an hour, maybe 40, it can't remember. But just because the signs aren't there doesn't mean it's not true.
People should check. It's like if destroyed still true. Michelle loves the pet shop boys.
But anyway, yeah, they put the sign saying do not smoke here upside down, which makes them basically completely legible and not understandable, especially that circle with a cigarette and a line through it. Upside down, it means nothing.
There's too many rules.
This is a weird story. It's a very small, it's a one-sentence story.
Okay.
See if you can fathom out how this works. Five friends are shipping a pub from New Zealand to their pal, Tim Ellingham, who now lives in London and misses his local boozer. So their friend moved to London and he misses his local pub. So they've decided to take the pub apart and ferry it over to him so he can rebuild the pub. But then surely his five friends who are going to miss the pub as well, they have to send it back.
Yeah.
Five times.
Stupid.
It is stupid, you're wrong.
Money to burn or something. Maybe you should just go home.
Yeah, why don't they all go home?
Go back to where he came from. He's probably a robber anyway. Frank Butcher's dead.
Well, we haven't done that. We haven't done the memorial for Frank Butcher's
show. We'll do it now. Tell me your favourite memory of him.
I liked when he put on the dicky bow and went round to Pat's house and it span around and he had no clothes on.
I like.
Apart from that, I can't remember it.
I like. Okay. When he came back, shagged Pat, and then disappeared in the morning and left a note saying, "Sorry, love. Sorry, love, but we're going." I thought I could do a better impression than that.
That was really cool.
Sorry, Pat. No, I can't do it.
Sorry, Pat.
That's very good.
So, yeah, this is the Mike Reed, the actor, not the DJ, memorial. Did Mike Reed, the DJ, he was going to London there, wasn't he, at one point?
Yeah, he got rejected by in favour of...
In favour of Boris.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is memorial podcast, which I'm sure is something he... It was a great comfort to him on his deathbed.
Oh, and Peggy, she said, he was the best. He was the best.
She says that every time one of her mates dies. Oh, we're lucky that one's not lost you.
Peggy said he was the best, but really, she doesn't mean that, because
Sid James was the best.
Her number one's always been Sid James.
J.K. Rowling, of Harry Potter fame, she signed a load of copies of Harry Potter for fans.
Mm-hmm.
Who won a competition, and now they're just selling them. They're getting $3,000 a pop.
Well, why not?
I would do it, yes. But they're as young as 8, apparently.
Brilliant.
To entrepreneurs.
Stick it in a hamster's skirt.
Because you can get one for £8, £5. Yeah. So you could just, if you read it, you might as well sell it.
The only other thing they would be useful for would be if you stole some of her identity and needed a copy of her signature. And that's probably worth a lot more money because she's worth $500 million.
Yeah, true. Gareth Gates is selling his house. It's worth $1.2 million. So he's not doing that badly.
Has he paid the mortgage?
I don't know. I mean, it's possibly he's just going to move into a caravan.
Yeah.
But apparently he's selling it because he doesn't really stay there much. It's in Yorkshire.
In Yorkshire? It's in Harrogate. $2.2 million.
Yeah, it's only 5 bedrooms. Oh, it's got a cinema and a roof terrace. It must be. Must have some room for more. And maybe a lot of land.
How old is he? Why would he need that?
Well, it's an investment, isn't it? It's like people. It's like 8-year-olds getting a signed copy of Harry Potter and selling it on eBay. Gareth Gates bought a house in Harrogate, now he's selling it. 23.
Well, if you live in Hampton, you would have had a right old bother of a time recently.
Oh, God, I don't. Is that where Gary Bushell lives?
Crabs have popped up in the toilet.
Oh, let me let the phone go.
Press pause!
tell me more about the crabs in the toilet.
Well, when all the houses got flooded, they got infested with crabs, and so it all started occurring when people were sitting down on the toilet and then getting pincer on their nabs.
£80. It's a bit expensive for that.
No, but the sign was upside down, so it doesn't
count. Okay, here's a dilemma. What would you rather have? A crab in your toilet or a tarantula on your doorstep?
Oh, God. Is my door shut?
I don't know, but you're going to find a 5-inch wide tarantula trying to climb into your house.
Oh!
It happens to Julie Gillet.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Or Gillet.
Is he all hairy?
Yeah, it was a Chilean rose, apparently. They reckon someone just set it free. She apparently thought it was a mouse at first. A mouse, obviously, in a tiny spider costume with 8 legs. Okay.
I wouldn't mind a mouse.
Here's another story I need explaining to me. It's another one sentence story that doesn't make any sense to me, like the one about the pub.
Yeah.
The world's largest gold coin, which is the size of a pizza and worth $1 million, is to be auctioned online by the maker, the Royal Canadian Mint. Now, excuse me, but is something like the size of a pizza just the most? It's like saying something as long as a piece of string. There's many different sizes of pizza.
Well, seven,
nine, 12. Giant ones. Christina Tantrums, a mini pizza from Marks and Spencer's, like Bridget Jones would have.
It's like saying something the size of a car, isn't
it? It's not saying something. It's exactly the same.
Well, the same as a record.
A gold coin the size of a cock is being sold.
Oh, we're funny, so it's not to be sexist.
Size of a nipple, maybe.
Yes. We all know about my area of life. Right, is there anything else?
I don't know, we could talk. Right, if you are going to stay in and watch telly tonight, which you shouldn't do, you should come to Camden Fringe. You can watch Location. Ooh, Wire in the Blood, which I quite like.
Wire in the Blood?
Yeah. It's got Robson and Jerome in it, but without only one of them, the more successful
which
one.
Which one? Robson?
Robson.
What happened to Jerome?
He did that series Badger, didn't he? But that was in, actually, the late 90s, Badger, where he's a vet.
He looked like that one out of Dumber and Dumber, didn't he? Or was that the same one?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Wine in the Blood.
Wow. There's a thing called Sally Morgan Star Psychic on. TV presenter Brian Dowling receives a visit from Sally, who also calls on interior designer Meg Matthews. Meg Matthews, an interior designer, or did she just go out with Noel Gallagher?
Well, she was selling a load of shit on eBay the other week, weren't she?
I would say. And she goes around to see Meg Matthews and Brian Dowling and does some psychic readings on them. That sounds like a classy bit of telly. That's 11 o'clock on TV. That's all the news. Oh, Alan Sugar sold Amstrad. Charlie's out of Big Brother. Chanel's out of Big Brother. There's some new people in it.
Oh, and Rona Cameron's come out. She's a lesbian.
Rona Cameron?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, so she had to come out because she got pictured on a night out with Pamela Clements, Moira Stewart, Patricia Routledge, and Mrs. Booker.
And Julie Goodyear.
And Julie Goodyear, that's the one. Is that all of them?
KD Lang,
yeah.
But Joan Armatrady.
Because you know all of them.
I know, I'm quite big on lesbians.
Don't touch me.
Cheeky. There's a fixed penalty for that.
Switch it up.
Oh, we're finished.
Oh, Britney Spears.
What's she up to this week?
Oh, look at the state of her.
She's been sick on herself again.
You know what she looks like? You know those games where you can, like, you find a girl's head and then you find a dress and stick it on and then you find some different coloured legs?
Yeah.
Or that game where you roll a bit of paper down and you just draw on a body and a head.
Exquisite Corpse, I believe that's called.
Is it?
I think so.
I call it the rolling down bit of paper.
Yeah, that's what I call
she it. Looks like, that's what she looks like.
The rolling down bit of paper.
Yeah.
And someone's given her a monkey's legs. We should pay that later. That's good.
Yeah, thing. I like that.
Alright, thanks for listening. We'll be maybe back tomorrow.
We will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, even if it's a Thursday, and that's very controversial.
Maybe not.